Hi guys, this is Russian Radio, and I am Kaori, and I'm gonna be your host today. So, you know, June. June is a really important month for us, for Damo Music Tour, I mean, which means it's because we're gonna have this 2 years anniversary next week. So it's really important for us, and as you know, we're gonna have Obi-san as a special guest for next week, but this time we are going to have Koichi-san from London, and we are going to talk about what we've done in these past 2 years and what he is and thinking to do to improve Fly Jam or our activities in London in the future. Then maybe, if it's possible, if we have time, I just want to ask about like personal things to him as well. Alright, okay, so today's first song is from The Abacus, which Koichi plays bass in, and this song is called Pictures of You. Enjoy it!
What would you say now if you had just one single thing to add? Would you remind me of our past or dream away into the future? Would your voice be low or high in rhythm of a lullaby? Would you look me in the eye or hold my hand and trust I'm pictures of you, I lose my mind. In pictures of you, I'm lost in time. In pictures of us, they tell immortal tales of love, love, love. Pictures of by a breeze of sea, lost ourselves in a world of confusion. Would you scream out for my name, praying that the earth will tame the wind that's blowing us away, stopping us from
Jump Radio.
You're listening to Russian Radio, and that was The Alpacas with Pictures of You. So, now we're going to have a Koichi-san from London. Hello, Koichi!
Hello!
Hello!
Hello.
Is it a good afternoon for you or good morning for you?
Yeah, it's in afternoon.
Afternoon, okay. What time is it there now?
At 1.
1. Okay, 1 p.m. So
yeah, nice big afternoon, yeah.
Okay, so it's summertime now, right? So like 8 hours differences.
Yes.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
In London, finally, you know, we have spring.
Wow.
Nice spring.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, two weeks ago, it happens like, such a summer day in London.
Yeah.
But after a few days, it's you know, getting cold weather again.
Oh, so, God. That's beautiful.
So I'm now, like, I'm, you know, I don't want to say like that all the time, but I'm continue to get cold slightly. Mm.
Of course not. Like, especially when you had this, like, a beautiful, perfect weather once. And then, yeah, I saw a picture or a video that if someone took on Facebook that is showing like a people lying down on glasses in a Regent's Park or somewhere. Like literally everywhere, like every single inch, like a people lying down. And then like I'm trying to get like sunshine, just get sunburn.
Yeah, there was proper summer afternoon.
A summer in London is the best, I think. Yeah. Right, okay, so 2 years anniversary.
Yeah, by the way, yes, two years. Wow, it's... Well, time flies.
Yeah, exactly. It's just... But at the same time, I feel it was only 2 years. Because, like, we've done so many things and quickly. In this 2 years, actually 3 years or something. So, you know, like, as soon as I came back to Japan from London and we started this region, and it's been like 3 years. So before we built this company, you know, we already had a 1 year to active. And I don't feel it was so long. I mean, it was, yeah, really quick to be passed.
Very quick.
And then, especially this year, 2016, it's very, how to say, it's quite intense for me. It's like, it's very special, like so many huge things that already happened, but at the same time, like bad things happen too. So, what do you think?
I just, you know, I just looked back my calendar, the one, what's happened actually past 1 year. Then, you know, first, you know, I moved to London.
Was it 1 year ago?
Yeah, it's
really?
Actually 1 year ago. Yeah.
Time flies so quickly.
Yeah. Then, you know, Kenji started getting bold, fried jam.
Yeah, he
actually,
joined
this
us.
Is, I think this is the most huge event. Yeah.
For us, yeah, I think it's
for us,
it is in JDL. And what happened?
Yeah, then, you know, after Kenji get involved right in Rajam, then starts so many things happened.
Yeah,
so, such a Kenta Hayashi, he also, you know, performed our event, and you know, we can collaborate many times, and. After that, Japan Matsuri, we Kizami, you know, had a songwrite, you know, for Japan Matsuri theme song, and Hyper Japan, and Undokai. Undokai actually, you know, that's the most biggest things last year for
it
us.
It was very exciting and interesting.
Exciting.
It was
things.
Really fun. We were, so much fun.
Yeah, I really want, you know. If we can have an again, you know, I want, you know, Kenji to get involved.
Yeah, that's gonna be really cool and very fun, I think.
we should 20 meter run for him.
Only 20 meter, yeah, that's what he said. Yeah. Like, he can run only 20 meter.
And then, you know, we had Halloween party in Tokyo and London.
It was a huge thing, yeah. How many people you got?
It's about, you know, 150.
Oh my god, that's so huge.
Yeah. Huge, yeah. So, but, you know, in this year we should more, you know, more bigger events.
Yeah, we're thinking to get more people, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then New Year's event.
And
Kenji-san flying back to Japan.
Yeah,
and, you know, gigging.
And we did this Carlos Tokyo,
and then
I was on a stage, and we had this amazing, really fun event in March. Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
And after that, what happened?
And we also helped Kakehashi project for, you know, Kakehashi project for Naomi's, Naomi organized event for Tohoku earthquake. Then we had in April we had a spring battle gig in London, then which is really successful again as well.
Japan against UK spring battle. Yeah, that is true. And then still like huge projects are going on as well. It's kind of like new things, and then I can't just announce it yet, but yeah, it's coming soon, and then it's quite intense, and then like you just said that we've done so many things in this only
it's only 1 year, so we have done so many things.
Yeah, and then it's because plus we usually have this 16th party every month. So like it's quite like a lot of things we usually do. But it's kind of like a getting natural for me. Like for me, like walking in fly jam means it's quite hard and then lots of work. So like some people might think we have a free time. Like they just sometimes ask us like, why you're so busy, right?
I got asked the same things.
Yeah. You are always walking, that's what I get from people. You don't have time to go out, you're always walking. Why are you so busy? Well, you know, if you listen to my radio show, I mean, like a flash on radio, you're gonna see why I'm so busy.
Yeah.
Wow. But it's true, like, you know, as you said, like, we had a Kenji. Kenji joined the Fly Jam last year. Then that was a really huge thing for us, I think.
Yeah.
That was the most, biggest the thing. And because of that, you know, he's already got this idea how he wants to promote Japanese music in the UK. But he couldn't do that on his own, as, you know, he didn't have any, like, a company, like a proper company to do that. But now, it's because, you know, this Fly Jam went to London with you, Koichi, and... you know, it's official, like, yeah, officially he could make to work to promote the Japanese music scene in the UK. And that's why, you know, like, because he's already got this idea of what he wants to do. So that's why it was so quick that everything happened in a short time, I think.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very energetic, I think. And without him, we couldn't have done this.
Yeah.
Okay, so right. Okay, so now then we're gonna play today's second song, which is from this, you know, that guy Kenji, and he is a vocal in this band called The Colors, and this song is called Boku no Wagamama. Enjoy it. You're listening to Fresh On Radio at That Was Colors with Boku no Wagamama. So, Koichi?
Yep, hello again.
Hi, hi.
Hey.
So, it's been only 1 year since you moved to London. And as of 2016, we still have 6 more months. Yeah. And what do you want to do in this 6 months?
Yeah, actually, this is for me second round in London. So I want to focus on Kizami.
Oh, that's from, a new thing.
Because I think, you know, Fly Jam now almost okay.
Okay.
Maybe Kenji does so many things, and you know.
Yeah.
So, now, you know, I want to Kizami world getting more, you know, bigger in London.
That is true. Yeah, we just, how to say, like, we already started this project called Kizami World. That is like, as you know, like, we have Kizami Music Factory in Japan, but we don't want to just, how to say, we want to spread the activities not only in Tokyo but also out of Tokyo and in other countries. So we decided to call that project Kizami World. And but that is true, like, since he Koichi moved to London, he was he's been very busy to work in only Fresham. But yeah, it's true, like, you know, we should involve, like, Kizami Music Factory, like Fresham did in London as well. So, yeah. What is it, how to say? What is your idea? How are you thinking to introduce Kizami to the world?
You know, Kizami has a so so many and very skillful, you know, composers, such as Akiyoshi-san. So that's my biggest, my big dream, which is Akiyoshi-san's songs, you know, ranked in Billboard chart.
Oh,
that's my dream.
That is kind of like a huge thing.
To do that, so I want to, you know, hang in there in London next 6 months.
Oh, but so we had like a Hasui-san as a guest like 1-2 months ago, and yeah, he told me like differences between Japanese composers and in other countries, like a foreign composers are totally different. And what do you think? How do you think to promote Japanese composers to the world?
Yeah, how?
Maybe we can try
but, you know,
to.
Yeah, we can do. Yeah, we can, you know, get involved competitions in in the UK or even worldwide competitions, and you know, then to connect, you know, world famous musicians.
Right.
Then you know, someday that world. World's famous musician asked Akiyoshi to create their songs.
Like everyone, like every single like a famous singer,
you know,
would
singers.
Ask him to write his songs for them, and then someday in the Billboard, like your song, Akiyoshi, your song is gonna be in the Lion King, I think. Well, that's, you know, like we always had this like a huge dream of things in our past, and then it's just, you know, like a one by one, but still we've achieved like many dreams. So yeah. I think it's not impossible. It's just
not,
you know, what we have to do is just keep trying hard. And we've already had this connection with Koichi and Kenji, and we already kind of like succeed to introduce Japanese music scene in London. That means, well, yeah, I say like still there is a possibility or a chance to introduce Japanese composers such as Akio-san or even Obi-san and Tetsuro-san as well. Then, yeah, I think that's gonna be really interesting. Yeah.
Also, there is, you know, another way. You know, British musicians in the UK. You know, I want to make more successful to Japan as well. So also, I want to promote, you know, great musician in London around around me.
Yeah.
To promote Japanese music business.
That sounds really good, I think. Yeah, like
so we should go vice versa.
It's because, how to say it, as the Japanese music scene is getting bigger and bigger day by day in Europe, like so many people are now getting interested in Japanese music, and they're kind of trying to know how Japanese music industry is. And then, you know, it could be the, like, how to say, like the huge opportunity to know each other. I mean, like a Western culture and then Japanese culture, and then it could be the good, like, なんて言うんだろう、突破口なんて言うのかな、まあ、it could be the, yeah, the chance, I think. So yeah, if we can do that, like, you know, some people, you know, sometimes they're just like only musicians, which means like instrumental players and bands and like singers, they could be very like focused, and they could be famous because it's so easy to show themselves. But it's because, you know, they usually show themselves in front of people and then try to promote them. But for composers, like, it's kind of like a difficult to promote themselves, because usually didn't show up. You get what I mean? Like, yeah, in the public, I mean. But yeah, if we can help with it, then that's gonna be really hard to say. Yeah. It could be like, なんだろう、本当に、あの、ビッグウェーブをね。We can make this.
Big wave.
Big wave. うん、movement. Like, we're gonna make this movement. 起こして。うん。なんか、お互いにとってね、to each other, なんか、it could be really good, exciting, and, なんだろう、ショッキングな感じかな。To give shocks to each other. Like, yeah.
To give shocks to each other.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
I mean, like a chemistry.Then, you know, some like new stuff's gonna be born, like created by new composers. And then, if that happened, then that could be very good for me. Hi.
Indeed.
Hi.
Oh, also, I forgot to say, you know, me personally, you know, I want the alpacas more, you know, getting more bigger.
Oh, of course. Yeah, actually, like, before this recording show, me and Obi-san are talking about that too. Like, because...
Yeah, really?
Yeah,
wow.
They're really good. I mean, they're a really good band. And then it seems you're very, you know, having fun to play bass in a band.
Yeah.
In the Alpacas. So, I think, yeah, we should promote them properly.
Oh.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
That's...Well, I mean, like, yeah, to be honest, yeah, me and Obi-san talked about more about the alpacas, but I can't say that here, that it's because it's a public. But yeah, I think I'm going to tell you personally what we talk to each other. And yeah, then try to get them like a promo. And then,
Yeah, because, you know, alpacas itself is very shy and...
Yeah, it's hard to alpaca.
It's a bit hard to promote on their own. So, yeah. So if we should go more, you know, with Flyjam, that would be great.
Yeah, I think so. That's why we are here. That's why Flyjam is here, and that's why we try to go to some other countries too, not only in Japan, and then try to.Explore and try to find, discover new great musicians to promote all over the sea, not only to like, you know, between Tokyo and that country, just like to everywhere, literally everywhere in this world. Yeah. So just, we should talk about that, I think.As in a meeting, like a serious proper meeting, and then we should talk how to promote alpacas, yeah, something like that. And if it's possible, I really want you guys to come over to Tokyo to perform.
Yeah, it's gonna be,
possible. Because Andre, the singer, and then Misato-san on the keyboard, they came to Japan and performed at the 16th party, like...A year or something? Or before?
Before, yeah.
もっとかな?もっと前かな?
Almost
a year. Almost 2 years. They performed at the 16th party. But as the Alpacas, as the band, you guys haven't performed that in Japan. So I really hope that you guys come to Japan and perform, if it's possible.
Yeah, definitely should do that.
Yeah. Mm. So just think about that. You should talk to them about that.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, that was really good to know about your personal stuff too, Koichi. And as you said, like, you had a cold for a long time, so just please take care of yourself. And then next time when I talk to you, you know, I really hope that you get better and then feel better.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you so much. So, it was Koichi from London. Thank you, Koichi.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. So, we had Koichi as a guest for today. It's kind of like a shame that we've been missing Kenji and we haven't talked for a long time. Well, personally, yeah, we talk, such as like last month, I mean in May, we had a 16th party, and then at the time I was kind of like a bit drunk, to be honest. Then suddenly, you know, it's because usually we have Aki-san and Ryu-san as a, how to say, like a regular stuff. So it's because I think it was, I was drunk, then I asked them to perform a Colors song. But we haven't played it for a long time since the event in March. So, you know, like they said, like, well, no, we can't do that. But I said, like, yeah, we can do this because I want to play the bass for that. And then, I don't know, I just tried to find a note, like a music note on the Facebook or something. And then somehow, accidentally, I placed like this, like a talk on the phone button, connect to Kenji on Facebook, and then, you know, I didn't mean to talk to him, but he actually called me back with a video version. So, you know, me and then Aki-san and Ryu-san were on the phone, and then you were on video, and then video talk, and then yeah, he was like, Kenji-san was there as well. And then, yeah, like we just showed with that we are playing a Colored song a little bit, because I was drunk and we couldn't play properly. So just a little bit, but still, like, we had this conversation, and then he looked really happy, and then it was really good, you know, even though I was drunk, but it was really good to talk to him on the phone and like that. And yeah, and then I really, really miss him so much. And I'm gonna see him in July, but still, you know, it's kind of like a shame that we are just missing him in this radio show. And then, of course, you know, it was really good a chance to talk to Koichi, obviously. Like, it's always like a fun to know about what is happening in London and what's happening in his personal life, as Koichi is kind of like, sometimes he said really intense things suddenly without any like suggestions before. Like, he just suddenly said like this, I want to do this. And it was such as Undokai, you know, that was his idea. So yeah, and then I don't know, it's just hope that, like, I just want him to say something crazy again. I'm really excited to see him in July as well. It's gonna be really interesting, I think, because Aki-san is coming with me too. So yeah, it's kind of like a small reunion thing, and I'm gonna get crazy and drunk. I can't wait. Right, okay, so this radio show is broadcasted on Bebutara. This radio show is broadcasted on every Tuesday and Thursday. On Tuesday we speak in Japanese, and Thursday we speak in English. It was really fun to talk about our activities in this past 2 years, and then, yeah, we're gonna try harder and harder. So I really hope that you're gonna listen to our radio show for next week again. So, well, thank you, and bye!